Freed from the fear that his heir ace son is the dreaded Salford Strangler, and with Albert himself rapidly recovering from his amnesia, Sir Josiah Fosdyke is able to concentrate all his efforts on a maximum output from the tripe works to aid England's war effort. With Victoria happily nursing at St. Olaf's, all is well on the home front. But in France, Tom has some problems to solve. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
And prisoners in this here camp.
Yes, and most of them call Schmidt. How am I going to find Helmut?
You what?
Oh, nothing, Sergeant.
Well, anyway, as I say, since I've been in charge, not one un has scarbered. Do you know why that is, Fosdyke?
No, Sergeant.
It's because the food's so good.
The food? Good?
Yeah. Well, so good I've started eating this German muck myself. Well, this cook makes sausages like you ain't never tasted before.
Sausages? I say, Sergeant, does he make one that tastes like pork at first, and then as you carry on eating, suddenly there's a taste of roast beef, which slowly turns to ham, with just a suspicion of a grilled bacon and cheese sandwich.
That's right. Yeah, you've started my juices going. Get over to the cookhouse and have some sent over to the sergeant's mess. Just ask for half a dozen of Helmut specials.
Right, Sergeant.
Ah, Fosdyke! My lieber Freund.
Oh, I found you at last.
Oh, you are looking so...
No, never mind all that. First things first. Take this.
What is this?
Shh, it's a formal contract.
Ah, between Schmidt sausages and...
Shh, we're on dangerous ground. We could be shot for this. Sign it.
Of course, but first I must...
Sign it!
But there are so many...
Trust me. Fosdyke's word is his bond. Now sign. Quickly, someone's coming.
Here, where's them sausages?
You go to the mess, Sarge. I'll bring them directly.
Well, hurry it then, Fosdyke.
Now, for God's sake, Helmut, sign and sign quickly.
Very well. There. Now you are satisfied?
I'm not sure, Helmut. I'm not sure if a contract's binding when it's signed in plum and apple jam.
Very well. I'll sign it again. Pass me the gravy.
Going on. Stop that racket. It's only noon. Go away.
Squadron Leader Ditchling.
Who the hell are you?
Captain Maltravers, military police.
Oh, yes. Well, I was just studying some secrets. That is, I'm recovering from an arduous night's operation.
What's all the noise, Roger? Has the garlic butter arrived?
Oh, shut up, you slut.
I think you'd better leave, miss. This is military business.
Oh, but I hear...
See her out, Sergeant Crust.
Right there, sir. Come along, miss. This way.
Oh, yes, but what about my clothes?
Give the sergeant your address, miss, and I'll bring your clothes round this evening.
Now, look here, Maltravers. What's all this about? Some little military hiccup? Surely we can sort it out over a large brandy.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm here to acquaint you with the details of your forthcoming court-martial.
Court-martial?
Yes, sir. Proceedings will commence 0800 hours at Group HQ next Monday. It's...
What's all this about? It's not that business with Fifi, is it?
No, sir, it's...
Not the grossly exaggerated rumour about misappropriation of mess funds?
No, sir, it's...
I know. It's selling that useless second-hand aircraft to the Anglo-German Friendship Society.
No, sir. It's none of those. But thank you. You've given us plenty to think about.
Morning, Mother. Morning, Father.
Good
Good morning, Albert.
Good morning, son. How are you feeling?
100%, Dad. My memory's completely recovered. Woke up this morning with no desire to go to school. And the doctor's just given me a clean bill of health. Anything in the post for me?
There's this lad from the War Office.
Ooh, perhaps it's my recall papers.
Can't wait to get back in the air, eh?
Oh, no, I can't. Von Richthofen sneaked ahead of me. He's now claiming 53 victims. And I'm only on 47.
Do you believe that score, Albert? I think some of these claims are a bit wild.
Oh, no, Mother. The Flying Fraternity are men of honour and... Oh, and anyway, it doesn't matter now. We're level on 53 each.
How do you make that out?
Squadron commanders get an exaggeration allowance of 6, and I'm now the squadron commander.
How come, lad? What's happened to Ditchley?
I've been promoted into his place, Dad. He's in custody awaiting court-martial and a charge of cowardice. And I'm to give evidence against him?
He's being punished for what he did to our Vicky years ago.
Oh, Joss, that's all over. We don't want it dragged up again for Vicky's sake and for little Sarah's. Hasn't there been enough pain and sorrow?
Your mother's right, lad. No more bitterness. Let sleeping dogs lie.
If he's found guilty, we'll shoot him.
Oh, well, in that case...
I'll get upstairs and start packing.
Did you want to visit Ben's grave today?
It was seeing our Albert off, got me thinking. Ben Ditchley, the man who gave us our start in the world of tribe. And there's Albert going off to get his son shot.
Dear old Ben. I'm glad we got him a nice stone, Joss. Benjamin Makepeace Ditchley, 1820 to 1895. You gather your flock, Lord, eagle, cuckoo and hen. Find room in your nest for our beloved Ben.
Poor old Ben. If he was alive today, he'd turn in his grave. Roger will deserve everything he gets. The dawn awakening, the crack of rifles, the unmarked grave. But he was still your son, Ben. So I promise you, we'll get him a nice stone as well.
But not as nice as this one.
I say, Squadron Leader Fosdyke?
Yes?
Colonel Boodle, 5th Battalion Army Bath Unit.
Boodle? Not Algie's father?
Yes.
Oh, I was sorry to hear the news, sir. What exactly happened?
Oh, filthy business. I'll tell you as we walk to the courtroom. Ditchley was on patrol with my boy. They were attacked by a lone enemy machine. Ditchley, the swine, held back. Algie had no chance.
Von Richthofen?
Of course. As Algie went down in flames, Ditchley tried to surrender by waving a white article which the slipstream tore from his grasp.
Good God.
Exactly. Richthofen broke off the engagement in disgust.
Oh, bad luck, sir. Were there any witnesses? Was the white article ever found?
Yes, though it cost us 49 brave souls from the suicide recovery squad who went through the hell of no man's land, but came back with the incontrovertible proof. Roger Ditchley's underpants.
Sounds cast iron.
Irish linen, actually. Ah, here we are. I'll leave you now. Just remember, tell the truth and shame the devil, and avenge my boy.
I will, sir.
Squadron Leader Fosdyke, sir?
Yes.
If you'd just like to wait here till you're called to give your evidence.
Right, thank you.
Hello, Fosdyke. Come to gloat?
Ditch me. You won't wriggle out of this.
Don't count your chickens, old boy. They'll never hang those underpants on me.
We'll see.
Yes. Thank you for your evidence, Squadron Leader Fosdyke. Please be seated. The accused will rise and...
One moment, sir. Before you continue and make a complete fool of yourself...
Yes?
If you'll permit me to bring in a surprise witness... Yes? I'm sure I can prove to your total satisfaction that not only were those underpants not mine... but that I never wear them.
Well, this is highly irregular, but your life is at stake. Very well, you may produce your surprise witness.
Well, as a matter of fact, sir, there are 12 of them.
Great.
In episode 9 of the Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. David Threlfall was Tom Fosdyke and N. Reitel, Albert Fosdyke. Christian Rodsker was Roger Ditchley. With Trevor Cooper as the Sergeant, David Timpson as Schmidt, Larry Lamb as Colonel Boodle, and David Ross as the Judge. Other parts were played by Sally Grace and Nick Revel. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.